You know, I truly didn't think anybody would ever see the room. Imagine if you and your odd cousin or brother went out and made a home movie and put it out into the world. You would think, you know, obviously it's in a sea of entertainment that nobody would pick up. And then here we are 20 years later. I did not think I'd be down in Perth, you know, getting a chance to talk about it, meet, you know, local fans that have watched this movie probably more than I have. So it's, and again, it's a movie that continues to evolve, and this year especially, I have met people who have gotten married because of The Room. So, I don't know, it's just one of those movies that I think you need to experience once, and it seems that people just really love introducing The Room and showing it to other people.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that firsthand at Perth. Like, you've got people who go again and again, and people who are seeing it for the first time. What do you think about this movie? It keeps pulling people in.
I think it's just really unique. It's a communal experience you can't get anywhere else. You know, you show it at the theater, there's people yelling back at the screen, interacting with it, throwing spoons. Very few movies have developed a life within the film. The mystique of The Room, who made it, for what purpose, how much did it cost, where did the money come from? Why are people wearing tuxedos and playing football? It's just a movie that brings up so many questions, yet is so quotable. It's very much like a glitch in the Matrix, like an alien came down from another planet, studied soap operas, then went back and made this movie. That would be The Room.
Yes. And I mean, you've written a book about the experience of making it. It was made into a movie, The Disaster Artist. And now, you know, there's still being screenings and it being kind of 20 years later. I mean, what's your relationship like now with The Room? I mean, do you feel, yeah, at peace with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I learned a lot from The Room. I also learned, now that I've gone on to kind of make some of my own movies, you come to appreciate the fact that people love showing up and watching this movie and talking about it. I think anytime you make a movie, you strive to make something that's powerful, that's good, that's respectable for your, not only for yourself but for the audience. But with The Room, it did something so far out that I think you could never hope to plan for or to accomplish. So I just have very much come to appreciate like what it stands for and how happy it makes people.
And you said, yeah, you've you know, also made films after The Room, obviously, Best Fiends or Best Friends, and then other films that have screened here at Perth, including Infrared, The Christmas Tapes, and now you've also directed your own film, which is out in cinemas. Well, you're here to present the film alongside the 20th anniversary screenings of The Room, and the film's called Miracle Valley, which is a horror movie and a thriller. What attracted you to directing a movie rather than simply starring or producing it?
So after I wrote The Disaster Artist book and that got made into a movie, I really enjoyed the process of storytelling. When you're a storyteller, you're a writer, you care about every character and the outcome of the film. And I think a lot of times if you're just an actor, you're wondering how do you fit in as a piece of the puzzle. So that's when I decided to write and produce Best Friends. And once we made Best Friends, I thought the next thing I want to try to do is sort of a horror thriller movie. An homage to like 70s horror, a lot like what Pearl did, I feel like, for that genre. Mm. It just took a very obscure story and made it into sort of a dark comedy in a way. So having seen The Room anytime in the theater with a crowd and their response to it, I wanted to make a new movie, a horror film that sort of plays really well with a crowd. Mm. And so we went out and made it, and I thought if this was going to be the time to direct, it truly was this story, because I was living out in the Arizona desert and I was writing the script as I was scouting, so I sort of directed the film in my mind. Mm. And the movie is about a real life cult. So yeah. It's a really twisted, weird, sort of a, you know, Manson, Jim Jones style cult thriller. So, but we tested the movie in the States and it gets a lot of laughs. I don't know. For some reason, movies that I'm a part of get laughs with the crowd. I guess that's not a bad thing.
Well, you know, a lot of great horrors are enjoyable in that way. And the film delivers, I think, in terms of being enjoyable, but also having those moments of kind of tension. And then also, I mean, blood. I mean, this is a film that involves blood as one of its key plot points. But where did you shoot this film? It feels like it's shot in a few different locations.
We shot it in southern Arizona. We got to film at Falling Water, which is an amazing house designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, and Lake Powell, which is near Utah, and as well as Sedona, Arizona. So, yeah, we really got a chance to get out there, and I'm big on locations and big on settings, and we got a really cool desert-style location.
Yeah, and you mentioned before already that a real cult inspired it. I was curious about that because, where did this idea for the story came from? How did you come across the sort of the basis of this story?
There was a real-life cult named Miracle Valley in the Arizona desert, and they still have the remnants of some church that was around during the 60s. That was a big deal, and the preacher there had the whole town believing that they could bring people back from the dead based on their blood type. And there was a kind of a war within the community, and so just looking at that church, you know, something really strange happened.
Mm.
And so walking around it, it's still very eerie all these years later, and the more I researched it, the more I talked to some of the older locals there, the story just became more and more fascinating.
And how was it directing yourself? I mean, were you happy to star in it? I mean, what about this character in particular? Because, I don't know, not quite the hero in a way. There's something kind of, there's a darkness to him, but he's also someone that the audience, I'm sure, gets involved with. What about this character kind of was interesting to play?
Yeah, I mean, it just sort of represents that the artist that thinks if they can just complete something or accomplish something, it'll give them their happiness and make them worthy of something. And so I think this guy is just really selfish and focused on getting this photo of a rare bird, and alienates everyone else around him and sort of has to learn how that process is. And sometimes what you think you really need isn't always the answer. And so I sort of discovered the character as I was writing the script. And it was just a lot of fun because one of my favorite horror movies is Psycho. And I really wanted to make sure to sort of honor and do some fun homage to that film and some of my other favorite horror films.
People can see Miracle Valley on Thursday night, or they can see The Room. But with Miracle Valley, how would you describe this film to someone who might not know anything about The Room, if they just kind of saw this title and the poster? How would you describe it?
I think Miracle Valley sort of is a quick movie, and I wrote and directed it to make sure it was fun with the crowd. It's got it's sort of a cross between Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Hills Have Eyes. It's something that, you know, like I said, is an homage to a lot of the 70s horror films that I really loved. And it's something that, if you enjoy that genre, I think it's definitely something you'll have a lot of fun with.